There was a coup in the African nation of Guinea-Bissau this week. Frederick Forsyth, the novelist best known as author of The Day of the Jackal and Dogs of War, just happened to be in the country conducting research for his next book when the country's president was brutally murdered and the army's chief of staff was killed in a bomb attack. Frederick Forsyth joins us now from his home in Hertfordshire, England. Freddie, thanks so much for being with us.
It's good to be able to speak to you, and it's good to be home.
Well, you didn't go there for a coup specifically, did you?
Absolutely not. No, look, hey, I passed my 70th birthday last fall, and 40 years ago I used to dodge bullets in Africa, but I'm getting too old. No, I didn't know anything about it. I just happened to be literally in midair in a Portuguese airliner when it happened. I landed right in the middle of it.
And what did you see and hear?
There were two explosions. One killed the chief of staff of the army. Mm-hmm. And that happened while I was actually in the airline coach going out from the airport building in Portugal. Obviously, I never heard that. But the guy who was waiting to meet me at the airport, he'd heard it. He was pretty kind of, how should I put it, worried, because word had spread what had happened. And he said, I think the army are going to come looking for the bad guys, and we do not want to be right in their way, so will you please get into my SUV, and we raced back from the airport in Guinea-Bissau to my hotel. Mm-hmm. So this was around 2:30 a.m. in the morning, maybe 3. Mm-hmm. I got into my hotel around 3. And my friend, who is a local businessman, he went home to sleep. I couldn't sleep, so I sat up in bed reading a paper. At 4:30, there's a hell of a bang. And, I mean, I've been around enough to know it wasn't thunder, it wasn't a door slamming, it was explosions. Mm-hmm. He'd already told me about the one at 8:30 the previous evening. That was the one that killed the general. It was plain to me that someone else had got the sharp end. So I waited until sunrise, and then he came over. We went out and then found somebody who said, well, actually, the president's been assassinated. So that was, I thought, wow, that's what I really do not need this.
Why? Well, I gathered you discovered subsequently from the pathologist that the president was, if I may, more than just assassinated.
That's right. Well, first of all, yeah, we went around and had a look at Army HQ, and the building in which the general had been sitting was in rubble. Then we met for dinner, so we were able to say to the forensic pathologist, "What have you been doing all day?" He said, "I mean, trying to put the president back together again." First of all, they put an RPG, rocket-propelled grenade, through his bedroom window. Mm-hmm. And that didn't kill him. It hurt him, but it didn't kill him. Then the ceiling fell in on him. The falling rubble didn't kill him. So he crawled out of this mess into the garden, and they shot him. And then the word spread among the soldiery that he had some kind of a mojo or juju, which meant that he couldn't be killed by bullets. But these mojos don't work with machetes.
I think we'd say machete in
whatever,
the Americas, yeah.
That's Spanish.
But hacked apart, at any rate.
That's the word.
Freddie, do you know what this coup was about?
Well, it's very difficult to interpret. 80% of the army down there are of a tribe called the Balanta, and the president was of the Papel, which doesn't mean much on Broadway, but down there it means a hell of a lot in that particular portion of the mangrove swamp. It is possible the president thought the army chief was preparing a coup against him and decided to get his retaliation in first. But one thing that struck me, and I haven't seen it in the media yet, is that the level of sophistication of the bomb was way beyond the Guinea-Bissau army. Mm-hmm. They couldn't make this. So that gave, if you like, a little hint of mystery.
So, Freddie, is your next novel going to be a warm romantic comedy, something a little easier to research?
No, I can't tell you the exact theme, but suffice to say that the title is The Cobra, and therefore, you know, there aren't many cobras in romance. So, no, the cobra's a killer.
And is there, what happened to you in Guinea-Bissau this past week, or what you saw? Is that working into the novel or some novel?
This wasn't going to be part of the story, but as it happened, I probably will. I may throw in the two assassinations, just create scenes in which they happen, because I just happened to be there and I witnessed them.
Yeah. Well, Freddie, thank you so much.
Well, okay.
Novelist Frederick Forsyth speaking from his home in Hertfordshire, England. And you're listening to NPR News.